with a possible upset by the Jaguars.
Do we know who's performing at halftime yet?
I think we do.
That's the most important thing about the
Craig Taylor, who's performing at halftime? He's always up on this. Always. Barbara Streisand.
No, she's not.
Her last live public appearance.
Terry Ray wants to say something.
What, T-Ray?
What?
Take it away, Terry Ray.
What, T-Ray?
Oh, it's going
on
right
upstairs.
Now?
We're going upstairs to see the eclipse. This is KFI Los Angeles. More stimulating talk radio.
Stimulating radio.
Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-520-1-KFI. One eclipse. You've just sent people off of their radios and
out
of the building to go see
an eclipse this evening.
Really? Well, I'm going to have to go and
right now. Actually,
I'm going to have to go and be disappointed by that.
Put your show on autopilot.
I'm going to have to be going. I can't even speak. I can't talk. I can't think. Hedy Lamarr's dead. That's all I know. A full lunar eclipse, or are you just glad to see me? No, the whole thing with these eclipses. I keep hearing about eclipses. I ain't seen a one. I ain't seen no solar eclipse or nor lunar neither. And I've been on this planet 47 years. And every time they tell me, go, Phil, go see the eclipse. Run outside, 12 noon, 12 midnight, 1 p.m., visible in the Western Hemisphere, visible in the Caribbean, optimum time, Pacific Coast, California. I run out, I do what they tell me to do, and I ain't seen one yet. These guys are having orgasms going down the stairs. Was that Mark Austin Thomas? Or was he just glad to see me? I'm going to go down there and see if what these guys are talking about is for real, or is it just a lot of hogwash, just a lot of hot air being shot up our skirts, up Craig and my skirt, collective. Went over and looked at our brand-new studios over at Premier. Yeah, they'll be done someday. I love those guys. They're terrific, hardworking people over at the wonderful Premier Radio Networks. But somebody said something about they'll be up and running Tuesday. And when I walked in there on Tuesday, it looked like someone had rolled a hand grenade into the room. It looked like a Northern Ireland pub after, you know, a few orders had been given. And I don't mean for a pint of stout. I walked into that place, wires all over the joint, all kinds of stuff, crap everywhere. But apparently we're going to be there on Wednesday. That's the word they gave me. That was the hand on the Bible word. And I saw Craig was over there today, and so we looked at the whole thing, and it looked okay. I mean, there was a few soldering irons laying around, but it looks like everything is up and running, so on Wednesday we'll be over there. Now, do we have an office? I've been told we have an office. Do we have an office? Have you seen the office?
They have to move the other guy out
first. They got to move the other guy out first, and the only bad news about that is they ain't told the guy yet that he's being moved. In fact, they ain't told the guy yet that he's been fired. But the fact is, Phil, that's your office, just as soon as we get around to firing the guy. So what does that mean exactly? Am I going to have his desk, or?
It's actually the guy who's building the studio's office. They're moving him somewhere.
Oh, they're moving Lark? Because Lark has got the beautiful office right at the corner of the building, man. He's got a... Oh, do you see that office he's got? He's got a view of Sepulveda. Ah, shoot. Man, that is the ultimate Hollywood dream, that office that he's got. So, in other words, my life has suddenly taken a turn for... I got to tell you something. For the first time in 20 years, I think, I have nothing to complain about. I have nothing to complain about. And for the first time in so many years, I can't even count it, my life is great. I have no complaints. I make a nice piece of change. My career is doing swimmingly. I work for people who I admire and respect. I got a great wife. I have a nice family. We're moving into a nice house. Craig Taylor is going to put a whole new sound system in for free. He's going to go there from 6A to 6P and not get paid a nickel. He don't know it yet, but it'll be great. I got a reasonably decent producer. I got some wonderful people who are here visiting me this evening. Should we give him the big plug-a-rooski, or should we be anonymous? I'm going to say it's Joe Escalante from Kung Fu Records. I don't give a crap whether you like it or not, Joe, because this fine and generous man has been our benefactor. He was the man responsible for the pressing of our CDs for nothing so that all of the money could go to my friend's place, all the production costs. So let's hear it for Joe.
Yay.
Okay, great. And we have made a grand total of $6.33 on the sale of our CD. So thank you, Joe. Thank you. No, we've made to date $72,466.50. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. $72,466.50 we have accrued magically through the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, 1999, the Best of Phil Henry Show CD, Communism is Neat, through our online sales. If you'd like a copy of this CD, and this is the last one we're doing because next year, I don't know, Brian Newhouse, my very good friend from my friend's place, is in the studio this evening. Brian doesn't know this yet, but as of next year, we're not giving them one more red cent. They can go and they could go out in the street with a bucket for all I care. No, I'm kidding. We're going to do something different. I don't know what it is. I think it might be a one-man show. It might be a full Monty kind of a deal. It might be me and Joe Escalante walking around with nothing on out near, down there, you know, near the museum with our hats in our hands or someplace else. But we're going to do something different, but we're not doing a CD, Brian. So if the money stops coming in at the full, you know, that real double barrel blast that it has been, you'll understand, right, okay? I mean, I can't do it all for you, all right? Why don't you people get out and do some work? That'd be a nice change of pace. No, seriously, Brian, we're going to do something different next year. Probably won't make as much money. I think I'd cut your expectations a little bit in half. You know that new center you wanted to build? That's off. Because there's not going to be... No, seriously, it's going to... it'll be great. I don't know what, but it'll be something. I can't even guarantee if it'll be great. We're just not going to do another CD, okay? It's not that I don't want to. It's I'm bored with the whole medium and form. Something else. A videotape, a movie, a book, a poetry reading. We're going to do something else. So if you want the very final CD that we are going to produce for this show, go to philhenryshow.com, get online, order it up. It's $23.50, $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, and it is yours. And the fine people at my friend's place turn that order around very quickly. I'm told sometimes you get it within a couple of days. It's an amazing turnaround, and the CD is yours. That's philhenryshow.com, and... Brother, you're living large. Harvey Wireman from San Marino on the line right now. He is my personal attorney. I just want people to know that, Harvey, because you've done so much work for our family, and some news today kind of caught you by surprise, huh?
Yeah, Phil, I opened the paper up this morning, and for people who are members of my generation, I know they're very, very, I guess, stunned is the word, Phil, for a beautiful, beautiful woman. And I enjoyed her so much down through the years.
Harvey, I know you don't mind telling me. How old are you?
Well, I turned 78 in August.
And you are a veteran of the United States Marine Corps?
Yes, I spent my young years in the Marines. I was fighting the Japanese in the Pacific.
And I know that as a young man... You know, far away from home, involved in a terrible conflict like that, World War II, so many sights and sounds from home were worth it, right? I mean, you hungered for those things.
Oh yeah, you did, and that's why you know, Hedy Lamarr. Why'd you even bring that up?
I don't know. I just wanted to work it in. You know.
Well, it's completely irrelevant.
All right.
Jesus H. Christ, why'd you do that?
I wanted to work it in. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You know, that had nothing to do with what I was going to... All right.
I'm sorry. I wanted to work that in somehow. I wanted to work in your life.
What do you want to work... You know, in a minute, I'm going to work something in. Huh? And you know what I'm talking about.
I understand.
Want to see me work something in? Want to see me... You know, I can work it right in. I can work it in deep, too.
Ha ha.
All right. You got anything else you want to say?
No, I do not.
Okay. I wanted to work it in. Is that what you tell your wife at night? When you...
Okay, man, just go on with it, all right?
Jesus Christ. Okay. Hedy Lamarr was a beautiful woman, and she was in so many wonderful films.
What was the thing about her? What was the main attraction?
Well, I guess her beauty. She was a beautiful woman. She had she was a mystery about her. She also had a book out in the 60s called Ecstasy and Me, and it was named, the first movie she did was called Ecstasy, and she was, what do you want to call it? She was nude in the movie.
And 1933?
1933. She wasn't wearing any clothes, and that was quite a big deal in those days to see a woman, with everything hanging out. But they did that, and in the movie, she also was having sex with a guy. So all these people who talk about, this stuff today, and they were doing it a long time ago. But this was a European film, Phil. Meaning it was made in Europe, and that we're too prudish over here, so we didn't get that.
Well, I know that there were a lot of authors, American authors, who were writing in the genre of erotica, if you will, but
yeah, but that stuff didn't get published in America, and nobody saw it. Now, Hedy Lamarr, she was from Europe, and she was making these movies. She came over to America, and then she started making American movies. But boy, the first time I saw Ecstasy. I saw that movie. I was 16 years old. I was able to see a copy of this in an old movie house in Indiana. I grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, and they had it in one of these art houses. And I will tell you that I went in and I saw that film, and it began about a four-day masturbation frenzy on my part.
Okay, can I... Jesus.
What?
Can you please... Would you please? I'm just starting the show here, okay?
I'm sorry, what?
Would you just please not do that?
Well, I just wanted to let you...
I got it. I don't need to know about that. A four-day frenzy.
Well, it was almost a week, Phil.
I got it already. I don't need that anymore. I don't need the information. She was beautiful. Let's go. Let it go with that, okay?
All right. Members of my generation who remember Hedy Lamarr and would want to discuss with me her, beauty and the great things that she did. And I was hoping to open up the phone lines. And
you want to take phone calls?
Yeah, I was hoping to do. I was talking to Schaefer. He said that I could.
And well, I don't know. Mike, do you want to do that? Okay, are you ready to... What do you want to do, Harvey?
Well, field questions from people about Hedy Lamarr and the people of my generation, who remember. But I don't know, whatever you got in mind.
Okay, well, if you want to talk to Harvey, those of you who remember Hedy Lamarr's films, 1-800-449-8686. I guess a lot of the guys would remember, huh?
Oh, yeah. She was... I couldn't stop for two weeks. I couldn't...
I got it already, okay?
What?
I got that part of your life already. We've already gotten into that.
All right, well, what do you do now? Do you give out the phone number?
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686 if you want to talk to Harvey about Hedy Lamarr, okay?
Yeah, and she was also in a Bob Hope movie called My Favorite Spy.
That was pretty good?
No, it was a pile of... Jesus, it was a pile of crap. I hate him so much.
Who?
I'd rather not say.
Who? Who do you hate?
I just think Bob Hope ruined her. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I just, you hate Bob Hope because, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Well, what are you going to, hang?
Yeah, we don't, just hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like to talk to Harvey Weierman this evening about Hedy Lamarr, the late, great star of stage and screen, the Austrian beauty. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. We don't need that bumper either anymore. That blues, that Woody Allen's greatest hits, that stuff, goodbye. I honor and respect all of the old music, but we're moving on. We're moving on from Lord Buckley, Step and Fetch It, Amos and Andy, and man, if only I could play clarinet. We're moving on. Okay, Harvey Weierman is with us here about, what is her name again?
Hedy Lamarr. Lamar was her name, and I you know who she is.
No, I didn't want to make a mistake. San Clemente on the Phil Henry, or wait a minute, let's go to Hinckley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, you're on with Harvey Wireman.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you? How are you doing, pal?
Pretty good.
Right. What's
hey,
your,
Harvey,
what's
you say you're 78 years old?
What's your name?
I'm from Hinckley.
What is your name, not your town? What's your name, pal?
Henry. Henry Jones.
Oh, Henry, I'm Harvey Wireman. How you doing?
Good. Say, you was only 12 years old when you seen that movie in 33.
I didn't see the movie right when it came out, for Christ's sake. I saw it when it was many years old. I was 16 when I saw the movie. It had already been in art houses.
You were 16?
Yeah, I saw the film years after it came out.
Yeah, well, I seen it in 32 when I was 11 years old. I'm 76.
Well, you're a lying sack of crap. What do you think of that?
No, I see it.
Yeah.
There were some guys at the pool room snuck me in just so I could see it.
Oh, bull crap. You did not.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Snuck you in where, sir?
Huh?
Snuck you in where?
Into the movie theater.
What movie theater?
In Michigan.
What was the
town called Bronson, Michigan.
And you got snuck in?
Yeah.
By a couple of guys at a pool hall?
Yeah.
So what'd you think?
At first, I didn't know what I was looking at.
It's a hell of a deal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I went home and I didn't come out for 3-4 days.
I was running around pretty scared myself.
Scared?
Yeah.
The hell were you scared of? A new boy?
At 11 years old, I hadn't seen too much of that.
Well, you hadn't seen, well, but you'd seen a little bit, hadn't you?
No.
You'd never seen a nude woman?
No.
Jesus H. You don't get around, do you?
I have since then.
What?
I have since then. I've gotten around.
What?
I've gotten around.
What? I'm sorry, speak up.
I say I've gotten around since then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in Northern California. I'm down here on the desert now.
Uh-huh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm down here doing some work.
What's that?
I'm doing work on some property I own down here.
Oh, yeah. Good deal. Where do you own the property?
Hinckley. Town called Hinckley.
Yeah, are you retired down there?
Oh, I've been retired for 20-some years.
Say again?
I've been retired for 20-some years.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm 76.
Yeah, oh, okay. I just had my 78th birthday in August. My wife passed on about 5 years ago, but I got my daughter, and I've got a couple of grandkids.
My wife died 10 years ago.
Uh-huh. Say what?
My wife died 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 89.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She was 89, or...
In 89.
She died in 1989.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she died
in 1989. Oh, I'm sorry to hear
October.
That.
October.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a tough deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
What you doing now?
I'm just bumming around. I've got property down here, and I live in Northern California.
Whereabouts you have property?
Hinckley.
Oh, yeah, okay. In Hinckley?
Yeah.
What are you doing down there?
I'm working on it, painting and everything.
Let me tell you something. When I saw Hedy Lamarr, I was working on it, too. But you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I say, you was in the Marine Corps, huh?
I was in the United States Marine Corps, WW2. I took my basic training at Camp Pendleton, and then they shipped us right into the stuff, you know?
Yeah, I was in the 2nd Cavalry.
The Army, huh?
Cavalry, yeah. Patton's 3rd Army.
What'd you say?
I was in Patton's 3rd Army.
You were with Blood and Guts, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Whereabouts was that? That's over. You boys was in Europe, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were over.
Spearheaded for Patton.
That's that, say again?
I said I was spearheading for Patton's 3rd Army.
You were doing what to Patton?
I was spearheading his army.
He was giving head to his way.
He was spearheading his army.
Across Europe, yeah. All the way across Europe, he was given patent.
No, he was. You were in a tank. Is that it, sir? You were in a tank?
Yeah, we had tanks and armored cars.
A what?
Yeah, we had tanks and armored cars. And we had a little of everything.
So what were you doing to Patton?
He was in a tank.
Patton was following us across Europe.
What?
Yeah, he was following us across Europe. We went out into Czechoslovakia and saved the Lipizzan horses and brought them out of there before the Russians got them.
What the Christ are you talking about?
The Lipizzan horses. You never heard of them?
Buddy, I was fighting Japs. You're doing what? You're lipping a horse? I'm fighting Japs, and you boys are down in Czechoslovakia. What are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
What the hell kind of a deal is that?
Yeah, it was a pretty good deal, I guess.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't
it? Yeah, Walt Disney made a movie about us over getting them horses.
What's the name of the movie? The
White Stallions.
Can I get it at Blockbuster or what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have it, tell them to order it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was over fighting Japs at Saipan, but you sons of bitches are down and with the horse. That sounds like a hell of a deal to me.
It was.
Yeah?
We were fighting Germans and saving horses.
You were fighting horses and saving Germans, what? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, okay.
Huh?
Yeah, okay, I'm going to let you go.
Where are you right now? Huh? Okay.
I'm out here in the middle of the desert where the wind's blowing.
The hell are you doing out there?
He's in Hinckley. He's got property in Hinckley.
Yeah, I'm taking it easy right now.
What's that?
I'm just taking it easy right now.
Let me tell you something. Take it from me. That's the way you got to take it, pal. You take it easy, huh?
Yeah.
You don't crack a beer, huh? You crack a beer and take it easy.
No, I don't drink beer anymore.
Well, what kind of a bunch of bull crap is that?
I had to leave that alone.
Oh, bull crap. Go get a beer.
I had to leave it alone.
Pour yourself a bolt then.
Okay.
I had to leave it alone.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I got to take a break. I got to take a break.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Phil Henry's show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. Tomorrow night, I host Spirit Night at my kids' school. I will be the PA announcer for 4 basketball games. We're also going to have cheerleading competition, some kind of a potluck, and then I'm going to play music off of a boombox on stage. I just found out about that this morning. What kind of music do you want, Phil, since you're going to have to be spinning the discs as well as... I had no idea, so... And they said, well, we have a boom box and stuff like from Space Jam and Ghostbusters. 1-800-449-8686. Harvey Weierman's joined us. The death of Hedy Lamarr, quite a shock to your generation, Harvey, and all the members of my generation and younger.
Don't give me that crap about your generation. How old are you?
I'm 47.
Oh, you don't know who Hedy Lamarr is. Don't give me that bull crap.
What bull crap? I don't know that much about her. I'm going to see Jane Fonda, man. That's my generation, okay, if you want to know.
What?
Jane Fonda's my generation.
Huh?
Oh, shut up. Here is San Clemente on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
And you're on with Harvey Weierman.
Hello.
I'm 83 years old,
yes,
and
dear.
I remember...
How are you,
Hedy
dear?
Pardon me?
How are you, dear? I'm Harvey.
I remember Hedy Lamarr quite well, and there's something that I heard about her I think is true, and I wonder if anyone knows for sure. I heard that she was not only beautiful, but very smart, and she was either a CPA or an accountant.
I read that she holds the patent on something.
What's your name, dear?
Virginia.
Oh, I'm Harvey.
Well, I wonder if anybody knows for sure what she did besides movies.
I heard...
I'm Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that she had...
What do you mean, yeah?
Well...
I heard that...
Well, hi.
I know you're Harvey.
Okay,
I've been listening to the program.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Great. I just wanted to say hello.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, hello.
Hi, this is Phil Henry, ma'am.
He's Phil Phil Hendry. He's the host of the show.
Hi, how are you, Virginia?
Yeah, I know him. I listen to him frequently.
Yeah, good. Well, I don't. I try. Yeah. Okay.
I always listen to KFI in the car.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? What do you got, Hendry?
I'd like to know whether this information about Hedy Lamarr is correct.
Well, what I have, dear, is that Hedy Lamarr she holds the patent, believe it or not, on some kind of an invention. I'm trying to find it here. A technology patent. She was a born tinkerer who was once granted a communications technology patent that was used in World War II.
Hmm. You got to be kidding.
But
no,
you don't
I'm not.
Know whether she was an accountant or a CPA?
No, she was very bright, and along with some guy, she invented a radio signaling device that would reduce the danger of detection or jamming.
Wow.
How about that?
You got to be kidding me.
No.
I was interested in knowing whether this other information was correct, because my husband, who's deceased, was a CPA.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
He worked for Hughes Aircraft after working for a CPA firm for a while, and he was in World War II as
what did
a
he
communications
do?
Officer.
What did he do for Hughes Aircraft?
Well, he was an accountant. He was head of a department there.
He was a CPA?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He was a CPA.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
He was a communications officer
Is
on a destroyer
right?
during the war.
I was over in the war with the Marines. We hit the beach at Saipan. It was pretty nasty.
My husband was in the Normandy invasion, and then he was off. His ship was hit by a kamikaze off the coast of Okinawa.
So he was in Normandy and the Pacific.
Right.
Holy
he
God.
He saw a lot of action.
Why did they... He couldn't get his ass out of the sling, could he?
Luckily, he came home without any
that guy was
injuries.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure he was telling you the truth?
Am I sure he was what?
Telling you the truth.
Of course I am.
Well, how could you be at Normandy and get hit by a Jap?
Well, first he was in Normandy, and then the ship was converted to a destroyer escort and went to the Pacific.
Because over there, you're fighting the Krauts, and he fought the Japs too, huh?
One after the other.
Holy Christ. Unbelievable. Must have been a hell of a man.
He was. He was wonderful. I was a very lucky woman.
I miss my wife. She died 5 years ago.
Mine died 11 years ago,
oh,
and
I'm
I miss
sorry
him
to hear.
Still.
I'm sorry to hear that, dear. Do you play cards?
No, don't like to.
Yeah?
No.
Ever go to the dances that they have over here at the BPOE? They have the dances and the whatnot?
No, I don't play cards because I decided if I was going to study and learn rules, I'd rather...
Right.
Foreign languages, and that's what I did.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of times I like to go and have a taste, you know, and go over here to the BPOE Lodge.
Whereabouts? In what city?
Well, over there. Well, I live in San Marino, so I go up to the one in Pasadena.
Oh, I lived in San Marino for about 20 years.
Oh,
on Lorraine Road.
Yes, yes. Beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I had a home here for a great... I raised a daughter, and then she went off and got married, and I've got two grandkids. And I was an attorney for 40 years out of the Marine Corps. I worked with F. Lee Bailey.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. And he got out of the... Of course, you know, he's got a problem. You know, he drinks. You know that, don't you?
I didn't understand what you said.
I said F. Lee Bailey drinks.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay,
wait, you know...
Hold on for a minute, will you? So what do you do for fun?
Well, I travel a lot.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go to Crete in March and Japan in April.
What'd you say?
I'm going to Crete in March for Global Volunteers to teach conversational English. And then in April, I'm going to Japan, and I'm going to an elder hostel, and then I'm going to visit some very, very dear Japanese friends.
What'd you say?
I'm going to visit some very dear Japanese friends after the elder hostel in Japan is completed.
Very dear Japanese friends?
Mm-hmm.
You know how many buddies I left on the beach at Saipan?
Well, I'll tell you, my husband was fighting the Japanese, too, but after the war,
I wouldn't.
We had an exchange student who was born after the war was over.
You didn't bring one into your home, did you?
We certainly did. He lived with us for a year, and he's just as dear to me as my own kid.
I can still remember the Japs pouring fire down on us from those nests up on the cliff as we didn't have a snowball's chance in hell. The LCD dropped us in about 10 feet of water.
Well,
I saw a guy, and you had a Jap in your home?
Oh, come on, Harvey.
No,
will you put
that?
No, Henry. Don't you interrupt me.
I won't listen to this. The lady is very kind. She had a young Japanese kid, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Born after the war.
I had those Japs were pouring fire down on us as we were trying to get up there.
This boy had nothing to do with the war. He was born after it was over.
I left a lot of buddies on the beach.
Oh, will you grow up?
A lot of buddies.
Well, my husband felt that it was time to forget those things, not to dwell on them.
I don't have one thing in my house, not one thing made in Japan. I'm very proud of that.
Well, you and I have different philosophy.
I don't own one thing made in Japan.
Some of our very dear friends are Germans, too, and my husband was fighting in Germany.
Oh, that's different.
No,
why is that different?
Well, they're white people.
Well, wait a second, man.
I don't want to talk to this man anymore, Phil.
No, wait a second. You know what I'm talking about. The Germans, they look like somebody you could sit down and have a beer with. But those Japs, they look like monkeys.
They do not.
They do not.
What?
If you're fond of them, they look very attractive.
So the more you like them, the better they look?
That's true of everybody.
All right. I don't know.
Well, what'd you think of Hedy Lamarr?
We already got through that, man, and we're all done with that. And thank you, dear, very much for your call.
Yes.
You can apologize to her if you want.
Well, I'm sorry what I said about the Japanese, ma'am.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
All right, I appreciate it very deeply.
Good night.
You go dancing?
Good night.
Okay. Ouch.
Chatsworth on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, right here, kid. Jesus, I was just ready to score with her.
All right. You know, just take the call, okay?
Yeah. Who are you talking about? The lady that died.
I'm talking about Hedy. Who is this?
This is a caller from Chatsworth, right?
Yeah. Who's she?
What?
Who's she? The lady what died.
The lady what died. I'm talking about Hedy Lamarr, who's a movie star.
What's her name?
Hedy.
Well, kid, are you there?
What the hell is he saying?
Bet you wanted to get some Hedy from her, too.
Okay, 1-800, we had to dump that call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I apologize, Harvey, for that.
Well, you know something? I know who that punk was.
Huh?
I know that was that RC punk, wasn't it? Huh?
It might have been. I don't think.
Okay, that does it. I'm going to get the son of a bitch. You know, I am so tired of that little bastard calling up the show.
Wait a minute, man. Don't. You know, we got things that we have to do.
No, I'm sorry. I got my cell phone now. I'll kick his teeth at.
Harvey.
I don't care. I had buddies die at Saipan. I'm out of here.
What are you doing?
I'm on my way over to that punk's house.
What are you doing, man?
I'm going to kick that kid's ass.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm at his house right now. I'm walking up to the front door.
Who is it?
Candy Graham.
Hey, Wireman, what are you... Ah! You dirty little...
Tell me I want head high from Hedy Lamarr.
You dirty, filthy!
I do it.
You can't make me do it.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on over there, but I want you to get on the phone now. Get some security. I don't know what's going on with him. I know where his house is. Find out where that kid... Did he know the kid? He knew the kid. Oh, man. Anyway, Hedy Lamarr's dead, if you haven't heard. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It occurred to Mike Schaefer and myself before the show started, since we have gone national, in October, we've received calls from Louisville, Memphis, Bangor, Maine, Wausau, Green Bay, Atlanta, Charlotte, Miami, Tampa, Los Angeles, San Diego. I think we've gotten calls from Portland, San Antonio, Salt Lake City, Santa Rosa, Santa Maria, I believe we had from the Santa Maria area, Santa Barbara, I know. Wichita has called. But we haven't received one phone call. Louisville, I think, is calling. We haven't gotten so much as a sniff. We haven't gotten so much as a nibble from Anchorage, Alaska. We've even had people call from Anchorage and say, we sure do miss Phil up here, as if we were on and then taken off. So what you got to do, and I'm just suffering from kind of an early paranoia, early syndication paranoia. I don't know who runs the show and who pulls the show. It could very well be that we do something that makes somebody so upset they pull the show and they don't tell us, you know, and they're still running the spots so as to satisfy the contract. I don't know. I know that we're on an Anchorage, or should be on an Anchorage at like 6 Alaska time, something like that. So we'll put out the call, as we've done in past shows, to other cities. We'll put out the call tonight to Anchorage, Alaska. Just say hello. Just tell us where you are. Just give us a call. 1-800-449-8686. Lines aren't open right now, but sometime tonight, within the next several hours, they will be. So just keep dialing. Just keep, sitting up there near a phone with the wind blowing outside, the wind howling and the wolf at the door, and just keep, calling that number, 1-800-449-8686, and then feeling really silly about it after about 20 minutes. What am I even helping that guy out for, okay? I'm listening. That's good enough for you, Phil. We've gotten calls from Hawaii, Kula, Hawaii. We've gotten calls from Maui. But Anchorage, man, I just don't know. All right, 1-800-449-8686. New entertainment company called Falling Star Entertainment. And Jay Santos is with us. He is a part of Falling Star Entertainment. Jay, hi. You there, Jay?
I'm right here, right here.
Jay, what is Falling Star Entertainment? We saw this ad in the newspaper. It looked really interesting. You do theatrical reenactments for parties?
That is correct, Phil. And we bring to people some of the great stars down through the years. You were talking about Hedy Lamarr just a few minutes ago, and I don't think that too many people can supersede Hedy Lamarr for star quality, but we've got, in our presentations, Falling Star Entertainment, we do a variety of home parties, bar mitzvahs, we do wedding receptions, we do anniversary parties and birthdays, and we bring two people to private parties to your home, some of the great stars who have performed down through the years in pivotal times in their lives. What makes Falling Star Entertainment unique is that we answer some historical questions. We bring to life the lives of a lot of these people. We reenact scenes from their lives. And in so doing, I think we bring an entirely unique entertainment product to people. And we show them the historical side to the lives of a lot of these stars that we don't ordinarily see.
Now, I saw in the brochure there's Mama Cass Elliott, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, right?
That's correct, Phil. Janis Joplin, Dana Plato, Natalie Wood, William Holden, Bob Crane, John Belushi, Divine, Janis Joplin, James Dean. There are a number of these great artists, and we create something special and educational for our clients for all of these different events that we're talking about. There's a mystery surrounding, for instance, still the deaths of a lot of these people. I mentioned the names Bob Crane, and perhaps something rang a bell inside of you.
Well, when you said Bob Crane and when you said so many, I know that all these people are dead. And I know that all of them died, some of them died, under mysterious circumstances.
There are questions concerning a lot of the people that we hold in very high esteem, Phil. Great entertainers, people who made us laugh, and people we saw on our television sets once a week, that kind of thing. So there are a lot of questions about the death of Bob Crane, a lot of questions about the death of Sal Mineo.
And all right, now what is Falling Star Entertainment? You sort of combine all of these things, and you go to people's homes?
Well, Phil, lately, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, but lately there have been this murder mystery parties that people have had. And
I know that there are murder mystery plays, right?
Murder mystery plays, murder mystery parties, where people go to a party and they solve a murder mystery. One of the guests might play the part of the murder victim. The clues are dropped. Some of the people in the party play the part of the inspector or the police or what have you. What we do is we take it a step further and we bring to people a real reenactment, a live reenactment, a theatrical reenactment of the circumstances surrounding the demise of some of these people. And we sort of have a question-and-answer period afterwards. We had a young lady's birthday party here. It was her 11th birthday party. We do an awful lot of birthday parties in the area, Phil.
Now, we have a national show, Jay, and as such, not everybody is going to avail themselves of your services. You're in the Southern California area?
That is correct. So we're in Southern California, but we are certainly hoping to branch out. We have an office going to open in Chicago. One in the San Francisco Bay Area and one in the Atlanta area.
Well, we are on in Atlanta.
All right. Well, what we're going to do and what we have done here in Southern California is provide, I think, a theatrical presentation for people surrounding the lives of these people. We're growing rapidly.
All right. Now, not to interrupt you, but you mentioned you worked a birthday party.
We worked a birthday party. This is an 11-year-old girl's 11th birthday party. She's just entering into junior high school, into middle school. I had a lot of her friends over. Her mother contacted us, wanted to do something very special. I said, we can do something special for this young lady. We wanted to do something that was educational. That's what Falling Star Entertainment does. So these theatrical presentations, Phil, educate these young people and the older people, too, as to these events.
Okay, so you come in, and you have actors, and you do a presentation surrounding the lives of these actors. What are you talking about, the deaths of these actors?
Well, that is primarily that's what we do in Falling Star. We do a presentation, a theatrical presentation, reenacting the death of these people and kind of answering some questions, how might it have gone, et cetera. And so in doing that, it answers some questions.
All right, well, what did you do for this young girl? Okay, we were on the subject of the kid's birthday party.
Right. That was over in the South Bay area, Phil, and we had a reenactment of the death of Bob Crane for the kids. It was a party of probably about 25 kids, about 11, 12, 13 years of age, and we brought in our performers. We got a crack cast of people, got good special effects, too. We have state-of-the-art Hollywood special effects, and we reenacted the death of Bob Crane for the kids. Then we had some birthday cake.
Now, the death of Bob Crane, the Hollywood Hogan, the Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan's Heroes, Phil, that's correct.
When you say you reenacted, that was a violent death, wasn't it?
That is correct. He was beaten to death with a lampstand. And
so you're doing this at the party?
What we did was we had an actor beaten to death with a lampstand, and we enter in dialogue, you're not such a big shot now, are you, Hogan, that kind of thing. And
this is for a kid's party, so you're beating to death?
Well, we're not really. I mean, it's a reenactment. But the kids like...
All right, hold on for just a second. Jay Santos from Falling Star Entertainment is with us. They reenact the deaths of celebrities. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.